on top of a little bit of the boss and you can tell you what the sun on the bottom of the place and the rest of the Namo Mahabhatam Dai Krishna Hari Krishna Kirtan Namo Jyotaka Guru Yoga Samyaya Raja Kari Krishna Hari Krishna Matsari first we should away all this what we have discussed yesterday for beginners. It is essential. And those who are mature somewhat. All these all these teachings should be in so much strong. Uttaha, enthusiasm to carry out the rules which enhance Uttaha. What is Uttaha? That you are chanting, no test, no energy. Sometimes, and not good mood. Not like it. In your journey, always happy. If any little problem comes, or any problem comes, like Prahlad Maharaj and Bhairav Sahib, always Utsa, always in. For contemplating Shravanam, Kirtanam, Shravanam, and all. Firm faith in the statements of the Shastra and the Guru whose words are fully in the mind of Shastra. You will see that whether the words of my Guru are in line with Shastra. We'll decide it first when we are going to be initiated at night. And with full satisfaction, we should be initiated. If you are not fully satisfied with him, don't make hurry. When you will be satisfied that, oh, he's qualified Guru, and I will be benefited by him, and he can give Krishna benefit, then we should be initiated. Otherwise, we should wait. And when we are sure that he will help me and he will give bhakti in my heart, then always have faith on him. But if you or sometimes realizing that his words and teachings are somewhat different from Shastra, then we should ask him why you are telling so. And no, if no satisfaction with that, then you will see that will be a very great problem. if he is criticizing any Vaishnav, really Vaishnav, and he is not truly following his Gurudev, and the teachings of the lines of Acharya or Guru Parampara, especially like Guru Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Goswami, Krishnadas Goswami, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Goswami Thakur, then let it decide if he is doing against the principle. Because we have not come to serve him. We have come to serve a devotee who is so much near and dear to Krishna and Mahaprabhu. And he can give us the prema bhakti. So we are accepted him like Guru. The Guru should be of that. And if Guru is not qualified to satisfy this pure devotee, then he may be rejected. In Shastri it has been shown. But if he is not so much qualified in Shastra, but he is so much strong in his devotional services, chanting, remembering and other things, and following totally to his Gurudev and all Vaishnavas. But he cannot he cannot satisfy with Shastra quotations. No harm. We should not reject. We can pray him that I want to go to this very qualified Vaishnava. Will you allow kindly? And he will himself tell that, oh, you should go. So, no need of rejection. So, firm faith to be. That by serving him, I must have his bhakti. Thirdly, nishchaya, utsaha, nishchaya. What is nishchaya?
Determination.
In
what is the correct path, I am convinced that this is the right path.
And also faith, full faith, the strong faith, that by following bhakti, practicing bhakti, Krishna, I am certainly be
short.
Don't doubt at all. Very strong belief. Nishchaya. I will be successful by following. So all dharya. If something is late, you are not realizing anything, don't be hopeless. Always do song. Always fight for following. Shravanam, Krishna, Vishnu, Shravanam, Bhavishnu. And we have dharya. Dharya?
Patience.
Don't be in hurry. And don't
be hopeless. The devotion is book, girls, nothing will become from bhakti. Don't think like this.
Don't have any doubt. Why? We are seeing from ancient times, from Brahma to Narada and all, and up till now, those who have practiced bhakti yoga, gradually they have developed their consciousness, Krishna consciousness. And they have attained love and affection of Krishna. So I think nishchaya, dharya, have some faith. If you have taken one
morsel of foodstuff,
foodstuff, second, third, but your appetite is there.
Hunger.
Sometimes it increases by taking
one or two
seconds. So you should not be worried about that. It will be seen that, oh, there is no particular. So from first, flower will come and
make fertile.
Fertile. Taking all bad kinds of grasses, everything.
We take out weeds.
And getting some urea or any
fertilizer.
And then planting seeds. And it will take time to be sprouted. Don't be so hurried. Its own time, everything will come. And after some time, you will see fruits and you can taste. Don't be in hurry. If not in this life, so many lifetimes, we have seen Mukunda and all the devotees that, oh, they were so happy. Mahaprabhu told them that in this life, not after so many lives, you will have my mercy. And they began to dance. Oh, Mahaprabhu has said that. And that one friend came in there. So he prayed. Having so patient. Tat tat karma pravartana. Whatever you do, do for benefit of Krishna. Benefit of devotees. Pleasing them. What our Guru Parampara has said, devotee has said, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnunam Paranam Parashivanam Arshanam Vandanam Dasyam Sabhyam Atmanivedanam. Any of, any among these 8, 9, any one you can do 2, 3, 4, or all, no one. If you are practicing only one of any of them, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, always hearing, like Parikshit Maharaj, Kirtanam, like Sukadeva Goswami, nothing false. Always meditating, like Dhruva,
Prahlad Smarani,
Prahlad Smarani, Prahlad Maharaj. Lakshmi,
Pitupuja, Sadangri Bhajane Lakshmi,
Lakshmi,
Padasela, Pitupuja,
Prithvi, Prithu,
Maharaj,
Arjana, Hanuman,
Dasya,
Kopipati,
Dasya, Sakhe Arjuna,
Sakhe Arjuna,
Sarvatma Nivedane Boliya,
Bali,
Sarvatma
Nivedane,
Krishnapti Sangparam.
So, by practicing one, practicing 2, 3, 4, according to your qualification. This is always don't delete. Never delete. If you are in the association serving Gurudev, it may come some problem. And that is why anyone has this respect to me. At once, any big devotee disciple may tell that, I will leave my Gurudev forever. I will never come to serve my Gurudev. What is this? What is this? This we are showing. If you are going to make money here and there, so many persons that is you, oh, you have no shame, you have come to take, at once get out from there. You can complain all this. He can tell all stupid nonsense. You can solve it for money making, and why not for Krishna praying anything? We can tolerate. Like Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj, so many, not only abuses this, even they were bitten, poisoned and so on. They wanted always to murder them and never did. So it would be like that. Tat tat karma. Sangha tyaga. Sangha tyaga means?
To give up association of all worldly persons.
Jana means? Jana sangha means the worldly person. Always Ishai. They have nothing to do with Krishna bhakti. Though they are so much near and dear. He may be our son. He may be our very dearest daughter. He may be my husband. He may be my very dearest beloved wife. Even my whole very rich of family, having so much affluence in his home, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupnatha, at once quickly. But if favorable, not good. Anything which will be favorable, association, anything, any matter, we should try to adopt. But anything which is most dear to me, more than about life, I can predict for Krishna or Sangha Kya. So you should be so strong for this. My father made a will. For example, I'm saying. And after some time, after 50 years, it was not clear, and the water became impure. And some worms, insects were there. But my father has made this well. So, if Ganges is near, what are you so fresh and
pure? Pure.
But I will not go to Ganges, I will drink water from my father's well. Because he was there. Very near and dear to me. By doing so, what will be the result? You will be
sick.
So many problems. That you will die. So we should not be like that. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he left his father. Bharat, his
rejected
mother. Gopisha, all had been rejected. Bali Maharaj, even his Gurudev, he rejected that Gurudev. And Vibhishan,
Bandhu,
his brother, elder brother, like father, he rejected. But
Prahlad Maharaj father.
But even giving them the result for that bhakti came. So anyone most dear, we can give up for Krishna and Krishna bhakti, no harm. But those who are not favorable, we still reject. And those who are favorable and the actions, activities who are certain, we should try to. Sato vritte. What is the sato vritte? Adopting the good behavior, you can see.
Yes, that following in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees, who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
Adopting the good behavior and character of the devotees.
Oh, yes, right.
No?
Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas.
What thing?
What they have done,
sato vritti. The vritti is sat. What vritti is sat? Vritti means क्या बोलो ना क्या बोलना
वृत्ति मीन्स our previous the way they have adopted for their living humble way of living whatever little they have somehow or other managed to live on that so adopting the same way of life style
listen
again
you can
repeat what is the occupation of the saintly previous acharyas
those who are in worldly life, that is married life, family life, they should follow them who were grihastha vaishya. And those who are
renounced,
giving up everything, they should follow Rupa, Raghunath and all that. How they maintain their life? How Rupa Goswami? Nana Shastra Vichara Naito Nikonau Kaiva
Tadharma Samasapato Lokana Vitakari No Tihoni Manna Karnakaru Radha Krishna Pada Lajanananda
Hiradhir Jana Priya Karo
Dry chickpeas.
Sometimes not. Where sleeping?
Under the tree.
No machardani, no tents like this, no comfortable rooms like this. So we should try to follow how they maintain their
life.
And how Shiva Pandit. How Rai Ramananda, how father of Rai Ramananda,
Bhavananda Rai,
also Karnamrita father,
Shivananda Sen,
dead of
Garanta.
How they maintain?
So you should. Manli.
Adopt this and how can and do bhajan once Sanatan Prabhu you know who took sannyas with
Swami Maharaj
with Swami Maharaj from my Gurudev
Muni Maharaj
he was a rich person in his house
family life.
He was very rich. But he gave up everything. He joined much and he became renowned sannyasi. Once he made a plan and told to Gurudev, I want to see that all the brahmacharis here doing nothing, chanting Balli Harinam. And we are not so rich. There is so much money. I want them to do something.
Some job.
I know how to
make money.
And to make clothes. He has so many factories at that. He had
weaving mills.
So he was managing. And so many servants used to shop there in that mill factory. So I can make a factory very easily. And brahmachari, only 1 hour they can give, and so much cloth will be there, and we can sell in market, and so much money will come, and we will not go to door to beg. Guru Maharaj, never, sato vritti, we should follow sato vritti. Never do, otherwise your bhakti will So we should try it for this. And then Dadati Suti Gahana Guriyam Makha Pichati Bhunte Bhujate Chelva Sarvitam Suti Lada. You can read this.
That there are six types of loving exchanges between devotees: to give something in charity, to receive some gift, to accept it, to feed one devotee with prasadam, also to accept prasad, to explain something confidentially, something to explain to reveal one's mind in confidence, and also to inquire confidentially from someone, please tell me what is on your mind. These are six types of loving exchanges between devotees.
First, what is first?
Dadati.
What is dada?
To give something to a Vaishnava, to know what are his requirements, what does he need.
It is asking that I require a very beautiful girl. Yes, what can I do? What to do with it?
No.
To Guru?
No.
Should we give?
No.
Or to any Vaishnava who wants, or help me? I am so much
in need.
No problem.
Yeah.
I want to marry. But I am not marrying any good girl. Then he will tell you in your ear. Then what should you do? Yes or reject?
Not one.
Or not good. Not good. If it comes, I want a very good palanka.
Chariot.
No, bed.
Bed. In that, I want that some mirror should be
fitted.
Good question. Very soft.
Sometimes this should be golden. And this
very
reshami
silken.
Very good. Well then. And I want to have friends like this. Somewhere in that box. Oh, can you manage a friend like this? What should you do? No? Then how you can serve your Gurudev and Vaishnava? How? If he is pure Guru, he will tell all these things. He may not tell, but if he wants some lota, you know?
Okay.
In Indian, any asana. His asana is old and torn down.
Feet, umbrella.
And if you are donating, these requirements, not bad requirements. If it is bad and luxurious, then this should be rejected. Otherwise, I have no Bhagavatam to read. Oh, yes. Quickly, arrange the house. Oh, I am not a Gita as it is.
Oh,
what? Yes. Like this. If he is making a new temple for all devotees, I want. Oh, yes. But not for millions and millions of daughters. I need always whole life making money, and die and again making money. So, this is Tadati, Pratigranati. And it's that Pratigranati means?
Accepting what has been given.
What is given? Don't take. All things that devotees are giving. Follow the footprints of Raghunath Das Goswami his father sent so much money and to one Brahmin and one
cook.
Brahmin also. And so much money. And he wanted that I should help my because he was prince. Now he had become a straight leader. But far he came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told that you can take it. But he could not take it. One day he took something a little and rejected. Why rejected? If you are taking anything, put a stop or anything, even cloth or anything, then you will be like Isha, your heart, and then you cannot chant, remember with this day. So, if they are donating, one very golden
ring,
and some precious jewel is in this. Oh, how so beautiful! My Gurudev, I want. Oh, let me see how it is. Oh, yes, I am satisfied. Never. Gurudev will let us accept this. It is accepting all these things. It may be that he will go down. So only the things which are helpful for bhakti and which help to increase our devotion and love for Krishna, only we can take. And third, Guhyam Akhyati. What is Guhya? Guhyam Akhyati?
To reveal the mind.
No, ask any confidential
to inquire confidential.
Confidential topics.
What is confidential?
Oh, yeah. That which is most precious.
What thing?
Krishna Bhakti.
It may be other confidential things. All wants to meet me confidentially.
Privately.
Privately. I don't know what is there. What is confidential? Oh. My husband has rejected me.
They hurt me.
No. They raped me. So should I desert him? Oh, they want to tell some private thing that I have so much work. I cannot
reconcile.
I don't understand why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. Being Krishna, what was there, where he is?
Motive.
Interior motive. And he will come. For 20 years, he will become very, very. Oh, Radhaya, and explain. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected?
Shatahariya.
He had done nothing. There was no offense at all. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he used to go sometimes in the house of Sadhvam Bhattacharya. Sadhvam Bhattacharya and his wife making so much preparation and offering to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also a beautiful girl, daughter of Sadhvam Bhattacharya was there.
Sati.
Always there. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did so himself? And why he rejected Chhoto Haridas? Only he went to a very old lady of 84 to bring some rice for
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
What was this?
For.
I am not understanding. Then Gurudev, what will tell you? to remove his doubt, what he will tell?
Then Akyati, Ushama Akyati,
no, no. Then what he will tell? Gujya? Answer of this one.
How he will answer that question?
Yeah, yeah.
Why Mahaprabhu would reject Chota Haridas? Because he wanted to set an example that he is in the renounced order and whose association he will accept. So he sets a very strict example with that, because Chota Haridas was in the renounced order and going alone like that. If Mahaprabhu is going in household of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, there is no harm. All household members are there. There may be ladies, children, but that is, sannyasi may take, accept something there.
Second Govinda, with Govinda will go, sometimes Saraya Ramananda Sarvabhauma he will go.
But not alone, and not only alone. With lady there.
And it may be that we are not going to take rice. We have some interior motive to talk with any girl,
teenage girl,
or anything there. So Mahaprabhu is sarvantarjami,
omniscient.
We can know. Sometimes we do like this. So each other, male and female, both devotees should be very careful of this. Otherwise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will regret. If you want Krishna Prem, don't be involved in all of them. So, Gurudev will tell this secret thing.
Confidential.
There are so many confidential things. He will try to. Oh, what is the meaning of this is slok? Sometimes. What is slok? There may be like akshunatam phalamidam naparamitam. Like sabakathamitam. Pati sutangaya. All these questions. And the disciple will be so much hearing all these things, will be satisfied. And he will have more and more faith on him. So dadat prada tikrnati guryam matkati puchyati bhumte bhojate. Bhumte
means?
If Gurudev is giving something with great honor, we should take it. And always we should try to prepare so many respectful things which Krishna prefers, Mahaprabhu prefers, and offer it to Gurudev or any Vaishnava. Like there was this Lahari Mahasaya.
Kalidasa Lahiri.
Kalidasa Lahiri. You know?
Jeva Dharma.
Kalidasa Lahiri. He was uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami.
Chaitanya Charitamrita.
He used to do this thing usually. Once he took some very beautiful sweet mango with so much rasat.
Rasat. Too much juice. Sweet juice.
And light nectar. And in the time of when sun was
set, about to set,
and sun, and he went to a very low caste of devotees, but devotee was very
high class devotee.
But he was born in a very low caste of Shudra family. Water taken by him, given by him, or touched by him. Even Hindu, Brahman, Kshatriya, and any was connected. So he went to that in their home. They become stood up and they prayed and respected so much. Oh, you are my master. You are my Jamindar. Jamindar means
landlord.
Why you came here? Oh, I came only to meet you. I have brought some mangoes. I want that you should offer to your husband. Then, telling so, he returned and came and hid himself
behind any bushes
near his home. They followed wife and husband like of his town and following him to some way and then returned to their homes. He again came and hid himself near his house anywhere, and now it was dark. They offered their Thakurji that
mango.
And then his wife gave so sweet mangoes to his husband and offered mangoes. He took something and he took everything,
sucked the peel,
everything, and only the
peel and the
seed was there.
He sucked
about 3-4 mangoes, little but very sweet. He all tested, only he kept one for her wife, and he took. And after that, his wife took all remnants, and he again sucked and he threw out of his window in a very
grass area.
Area where they put all the
rubbish. And very near he was there.
Cut it up.
What he took?
Took it, snatched it, and ate it all.
And they ate it.
Oh.
And hiding.
They don't know that he's sucking.
Waiting and done.
Hiding.
This is Granam.
Okay? Bhungte
bhojai.
If he was begging that you should give your remnant, he will
never allow.
And if you go to him, and if he is taking, and if you are quarreling, and and cutting down the devotee,
yes,
and
taking by force.
By force.
It is not good.
If you want to take the feet dust of any Vaishnava, don't swell and don't.
Don't.
Wrestling and take feet dust. Don't need to show.
Yeah.
What you should do?
Expert, very expert.
By trickery is okay.
How?
If
he's going up.
If they sleep.
Go on. And when return up, returning, that he has put his footprint. So, Dadati, Patikarnati, Guryam, Akhyati. And then more.
Krishna
is just some manshad. Diksha. 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 Diksha.